The Dome Patrol United Network presents the Dome Patrol Podcast.
So let's do it. What's up, Houdet Nation? Thanks for joining us on the Dome Patrol United Instant Reaction. We're talking about the Saints' loss to the Packers on Sunday night. A lot to talk about, obviously. Some encouraging things, some more disappointing things, some bullshit things. But let's just get into it. It's just a quick show. I'm here. I'm probably a one. I had a couple cocktails during the game, but I stopped drinking at the end of the third quarter. I was just... I couldn't handle it. I was very into this game. I was into this game more than I had been the first two games, which makes it more frustrating the way the game ended. But I'll go with a one. Scott, how you doing? What's your number?
I'm not doing very well. And I'm a zero. I wish I was a 10, because maybe it would be better to be a 10 right now than to be so fucking aggravated and pissed like I am.
There are a lot of frustrating things about tonight, but I'm honestly a little encouraged, even though we lost. So
how so? Please.
I'm encouraged. For the first half, Breeze looked like he was scared to throw the ball, and that's a huge liability that we can't afford.
Very scared. At least to throw it deep,
he wouldn't even throw it at all, just up the field at all. Everything was just out the backfield, a little short, out the backfield. Even when guys were open, and he was just scared to throw it.
And it's kind of like I said too, in our chat. It's almost like if you at least even attempt to throw it deep, maybe you'll get a pass interference call, a defensive pass interference call. Now, it's us, so probably won't, but at least there's a chance. Anything can happen when the ball's up in the air like that. And, we can't even get that. I don't think there were any defensive pass interference called on the Packers.
No, and look, we didn't throw it downfield much, if at all. I think the longest pass was maybe 15 or 16 yards.
No, the longest one was that 52-yard one by Kamara.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, see, he did have a long pass tonight. But, yeah, that is part of the problem. Now, look, it seemed like the way tonight was officiated, look, the Saints did have some boneheaded plays where they made stupid penalties, but there were, four or five calls that were just complete horseshit against us. The phantom horse collar, the uncatchable ball pass interference, the push off. There were a few things where it was just,
obvious. They even tried to screw us on that spot on fourth down, and luckily,
right? We had to waste a fucking challenge on that. It wasn't even fucking close.
Not even close.
How does this shit still happen? Yes, I get it. We've harped on it that the officiating in the NFL sucks, and they don't seem to be doing anything to try to make it any better. Just whatever. It's the NFL. People will just they'll just tell you to get. They just tell you to get over it.
Get over it. Yeah, they don't.
Yeah,
care.
They just tell you to get over it. Yeah. How are the Rams fans feeling today? Oh yeah, yep. Fucking just get over it.
Yeah.
Now, in fairness, fuck the Rams. They should get over it, but it's so annoying. Just brutal, brutal calls. And look, this was a one possession game throughout the whole thing. These calls were incredibly important, and for them to fuck it up so bad for a multi-billion dollar league, it continues to be incredibly frustrating.
Yeah. And even on that offsides penalty that we had late in the game on DeMario Davis, that play looked like it should have been blown dead. He crossed over the line, and then their wide receiver took off before anybody else moved. It should have been blown dead right there.
And you look, there was a play earlier in the game where we went off sides and they did call it dead. And Rodgers bitched at the refs because, hey man, he wanted a free play. So I think that's why they let it go, because he bitched the first time it happened.
And I can't stress this enough at this point. Fuck LaToya. If we have fans in the stands, There's no fucking way that shit happens. They're on a silent count. They can't hear shit. And they even talked about it during the broadcast. Like,
it was huge to be able to call plays and have your offense, like, you know, and the Green Bay offense be able to hear everything. It made such a massive difference. And look, even if there's just 20,000 fans in the stands, I don't know what kind of difference, 15, 20,000. I don't know how much of a difference it makes, but at least it's something, you know?
Like, I almost wish that they pipe in, I know they pipe in noise at the game, but then they also pipe in noise on the TV. Like, I almost don't want the noise on the TV anymore. Like, I want to hear what the fuck is going on. I want it to be like I'm sitting there at the game. And it's not like that because they're pumping in noise on the TV. And, like, I want to be able to hear him, you know, trying to change plays or make calls or whatever. And I can't. And it's fucking – I mean, you can hear it some, but not to the level you could if you were there.
It's just so weird because you hear the fans and you just – you're so used to seeing a game on TV and you just expect – you hear the sound and you kind of expect that to be in the dome, but clearly it's not. And it's very weird. It's very weird. But, yeah, the no fans tonight made such a massive difference. If it's a normal game, and that's kind of why I'm a little encouraged. Like, yes, the offense struggled at times, especially in the first half. Outside of Kamara and Murray, you know, we ran the ball really well. We ran the ball so damn well.
But like, we got into that third and fourth quarter, and we kind of stopped.
We did,
like,
look that last drive when we went three and out. We didn't run the ball once, and that was disappointing. Because we were gashing them.
We were gashing
4 or 5 yards a carry easy, if not longer, and to just abandon that at a crucial time was brutal.
I mean, we could have soaked up some clock, driven down the field, and maybe scored if we're running the ball. Instead of little 5 yard pass, little screen pass, just everything was just, and then you get to the end of the game. And we have to throw the ball downfield. And
we're not.
You know, they look like ducks coming out when the breeze is throwing, and they're short. You know, I mean, how many times did Emmanuel Sanders have to go to the ground to catch a ball that was, like, just barely off the turf?
It's, yeah, look, this whole breeze thing, it's not fun to watch. It's not fun to watch what's happening right now, and we don't want to see it or acknowledge what's happening, but
I see it, and it's almost like I feel like they're lying to us. Like, Breeze and Peyton are like, oh, his arm's fine, but I'm watching it. Like, I'm literally watching it. Like, you're telling me what I'm seeing is bullshit. And it's not. I see it. I see it in front of my face. I know what throws are supposed to look like, and they're not supposed to look like that. If they throw downfield, which they're not doing anyway.
It was wild, too, because a couple of those throws at the end of the first half in the red zone, man, it looked like he had some zip on those balls. You know, he was really throwing them, and yes, there were a couple of passes that were caught, but they were, you know, they were underthrown, and we had to just catch them and stop. We couldn't run with the ball after the catch, and it's – maybe this
except
is just
for
part
that
of
one Kamara play. I mean,
that Kamara
that
was play
the was one,
just
that was amazing. That's like highlight reels for the next.
It's like James said, it's one of the best plays, if not the best play, like, I've ever seen. It was insane what that was. And looking back now, like, thank God we paid him. Thank God he's with us. And look, obviously, not having Mike Thomas is a huge blow to the offense as well. The timing and the comfort level with him, it just, for a while, it just seemed like Breeze just, even though guys may have been open, he was just scared to throw the ball, and it's really bizarre, and it's not fun to watch.
And it's not just offense. I mean, the defense wasn't great either. I mean, we didn't have any turnovers, did we?
No, there were the only one turnover of the game was the Taysom fumble, which was the backbreaker. That was the play of the game.
Luckily, it only cost us 3 points. We were still in the game at that point. Like, we got the ball back, and
right? But we had the ball at that point. If we had a lot of momentum at that point. If we don't turn the ball over, convert, score a touchdown.
And you know, I was watching the play, and I think I said it on the text. Like, you see Josh Hill, just watch the defender go right by him. Like, why don't you at least chip them or something? I don't know. And when they the same thing, when they have Taysom in that situation, they know what they're going to do.
Right. We have not used Taysom enough this year to differentiate anything of what he's going to do when he's on the field. He attempted to throw one time tonight. And he wound up running. Right, and he ended up running. But for the most part, it's been, hey, if he's in, okay, they're going to run the ball, and the defense knows it now. We haven't mixed it up enough to have that. Especially on a key third down play like that. I just don't like
– Like, how do you just not know that they know? Like, if I know. I know what you're going to do.
Yeah.
And I'm just a Joe Blow sitting on the fucking couch. How do they – you know, they're going to know what you're doing too.
Yeah, and look, the offense did play better compared to last week, and that, you know, they're still not in sync. They're really not, and you could see it, you could tell. It's just things are just off, and I'm hoping that's gonna. Usually it does, but I'm really hoping that it gets better as the season progresses. But
we need Michael Thomas back.
Oh, 100%. I know it looks like he's eyeing to play next week, but on the defensive side, not having fucking. Like Davenport, just, you know, fuck him. Like, he's got the nickname now, Two First. So, you know, the Saints Twitter pod has Two First. But not having Onyemata today was big.
Yeah. Did Roach play? Because I don't recall him making any plays.
There were no Roach clips tonight.
No
for
Roach
sure.
clips tonight.
But you know, just a couple of the big plays that killed us. Couple of the big plays.
The big deep passes.
Yeah, yeah.
Blown coverages.
You know, really hurt, because otherwise the defense, it was like, it was a little bit of a struggle, but for the, you know, we didn't play that poorly. It's just a couple of those big plays were just crushers.
I mean, we gave up 37 points.
Yeah.
I mean, that ain't that good.
Yeah, didn't get, I think we had one sack maybe on a blitz by Davis early in the game. I think we just had the one sack. You know, Rodgers had a lot of time to throw, and that you can't give him that much time. He's going to find guys. It's definitely a work in progress. And again, we had a lot of defensive penalties. Some our fault for sure. Others awful calls by the refs. But there were still enough bad penalties on our side. We're still not ready yet.
To sum it up, it was just a clusterfuck from everybody.
Yeah, and even like,
I mean, there's enough blame to go around.
Yeah, I felt better after this game than the Raiders game, because the Raiders game we're just like, oh god, this could be a disaster. At least here there were certain things here and there. Granted, most of it was Kamara, but I don't know. I feel like they got a couple of easier games coming up before the bye. I mean, if we can get to 3-2 at the bye, it's not the end of the world. We should get Thomas back. We'll get Onyemata back. Hopefully Davenport will do something, because he's just fucking pissing me off at this point. But like, one and two is not the start we envisioned for sure.
No. Yeah, I mean, we have the Lions next week, and then the Chargers, and then the Panthers. I mean, that really should be three wins.
Yeah, it has to be. It has to be. We can't lose any of those games. And hopefully we can get a few fans in the next few games. We have to hope for that.
Detroit's away, and then the next two are at home. Right. Chargers and Panthers.
Yeah, I mean, we have to hope for that. We have to.
Yeah. Because, so, the Lions are – garbage.
The Lions did beat the Cardinals today, but the Lions are bad. Like, we can't lose to fucking Detroit. We can't. So, I don't think I have anything else.
No, just really frustrating, and that's, I guess, the best way to put it. Just so frustrating, just to lose like that, and. You know, really to be in it the whole game, and then just at the end, just kind of
it was
like you said, you know, it makes you feel a little better because you're in it the whole game, but a loss is a loss, you know.
I mean, at least this is Green Bay is a really good team, so it's not like, you know, if I mean, that's why last week's loss sucked, because it was the fucking Raiders. The Raiders are not Green Bay. That's why that one kind of stung. This one, if you'd have told me we'd be 2-1 after the first 3 weeks and we lost to Green Bay, I wouldn't have been so shocked. You know, with no fans in the dome, I wouldn't have been shocked.
Right.
But, you know, to be 1-2 is disappointing, but still a lot of season left.
Yep. Hopefully they can make some adjustments.
So, all right, that'll do it for this instant reaction show. Just a reminder, on the Dome Patrol United Network, we've got a few shows coming out this week. We'll have our big show coming out hopefully tomorrow night, possibly Tuesday. We'll have the BS and Beer recap show on Tuesday. We'll also have the BS and Beer Friday preview. We may have maybe a Premier League show coming out on Wednesday or Thursday. But in the meantime, you can catch us on all...
all for free.
Yeah, all for free on your podcast apps, your Stitcher, your Apple, your Spotify, everything else. Or there's also the old-fashioned way at DomePatrolPodcast.com. Say bye-bye, donkeys.
I don't know. Fuck.
right? Bye-bye. See?
Bye-bye, Davenport donkeys.
Bye-bye, Two First donkeys. See, you see how hard it is for me every time,
It is
right?
hard. It is
right?
hard.
Right?
Good night.